Blog Talk Radio.
Better get ready.
What you gonna do?
The Lord is doing the
work. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
You better get your house in order.
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
Busting out through those clouds
and all your power and all of your glory. We'll continually to come and go from the north, south, east, and west as pilgrims through this barren land, God. I have a prayer petition on tonight as well. I'm asking you, O gracious Heavenly Father, to anoint these lips of clay, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know you in the pardons of their iniquities. I'm asking you to grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement and word of wisdom to those of you that are hurting deep down within the epitome of your hearts and souls. These and other blessings we ask in your Son Jesus' mighty, matchless name. And we will allow the church to say, amen and amen. Hallelujah. I will be with you 45 minutes on the clock on tonight, and I know that the time is yet ticking on away, so we're going to go right now on into a live program that's already in progression as we speak. And we have the lines of communication open unto you, you and you, that are out there in my listening audience, and only God, spiritual-minded people, to call into this station. But you're welcome to call in if you have any prayer petitions on your heart that you would like the Osho Poseidon to go down in prayer on your behalf. If you have any testimony of the goodness of God that he has done for you, and you have a praise report that you would like the Osho Poseidon to listen in on, we would be delighted to hear from you. But until then, we're going to go right on into our live service right now. All right, our sermon on tonight entitled "The Permanent One We Must Praise." And we're taking our key scripture out of the law of Colossians 1:17. Hallelujah. And it reads like this. It says that he is before all things, and in him all things consist, that in all things he may have the preeminence. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Colossians 1:17-18. Hallelujah. And you might ask, Overseer Ward, what do you mean by the permanent one and we must praise? Well, when I speak of the permanent one, we know God is the King of Kings. He reigns. And as I first stated on our last sermon, we talked about Jesus. We talked about his genealogy, and we talked about his birth and his life in whole. We talked about Jesus. And so we know that he sits and reigns as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So he is the permanent one that we're talking about. And when we're talking about praise, we're talking about giving God glory and praises for all the attributes that he has done in our lives as people of God. And you that may not know God, you can praise him as well. We're not going to deprive anyone that would love to give God praise. God love for us to just love on him and praise him for all the things that he's done in our lives. You know, if you just look back over your life, all you got to do is just take an inventory of your life and saw where, you know, the devil tried to take you out. God stepped in and made old death behave and said, no, not so. This is my son. This is my daughter, you know. And there are some times when the enemy tried to take our kids, you know, tried to bring harm to our children. Even though they might be adulterers, they're still our kids. Even if they get 100 years old, they'll be a 100-year-old daughter or a 100-year-old son. So we know that they never get too old to be our children, just like we're never too old to be God's children. We are God's children. And so God, you know, he gets joy out of calling us his children. And so, like I said, you know, there have been times that we have been in the hospital and we've been in ICU. We've been hooked up to many machines and the doctor has given you, you know, a 5% of survival. But God came in the room and touched your mortal body and brought healing and restoration. So you know you got a whole lot to be thankful for. Some of you had gotten a bad report from the doctor that you had a terminal illness, cancer, and you prayed, you got down on your knees and you asked God, you said, God, I know you're a healer, and I want you to heal this disease that the doctor said that I have. But see, one thing about it, the cancer can have you, but you don't have to have the cancer, because you serve a God that when he showed up working miracles, turning the water into wine, laying the hands on the sick and then they recovered, laying hands on the blind and they became able to see, laid hands on the dumb that couldn't even speak and they were able to make a sound. So God showed up working miracles, and he has not slighted in his miracle working capabilities. He's that same God. He has not changed. We change, but God is a deity that do not change. No time at any time, no how and no way, God do not change. And God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And so we have a whole lot to thank God about. You know, some of us has asked God for a higher position and then a higher pay scale job, and God has honored that prayer petition. You got room to get your praise on, you know. And so there had been time when you had wrote a check and you didn't have enough money in the bank to cover it, and yet God made it where you was able to catch the check before it bounced, and then you would have had to pay, you know, the return of the check unpaid. You'd have to pay that fee. But God worked it all out in your favor. So that's what I'm talking about. When I'm talking about praise, we can praise God by lifting our hands toward heaven. And sometimes we don't even have to open up our mouth. We can just raise our hand toward heaven and just, you know, just look up toward heaven, and God can fill in the blanks, you know. So that's what we're talking about when we're talking about the permanent one. We're talking about our Lord and Savior. He's the one that reigns. He sits high, but he looks low down here on you and I. He has his archangels at their designated posts, and each one of us has an angel watching over us. You know, there was a song said, all day, all night, there's an angel watching over me, my Lord. So God has an angel for each individual that's listening under the sound of my vocal cord. God has an angel that watches you when you go out and then you're coming in. And so we have so much to thank God for. So I just want to, you know, just encourage your heart on tonight. I'm not going to read heart tonight or preach heart, but I just want to just kind of enlighten your spirit on tonight. If I can, and if you allow me to, I would just ask you to get a comfortable cushion to position your posture and get your iPads and your iPhones and your notebooks and your pen and your tablet and whatever that you have. You want to take down a few of the scriptures. And I won't be before you very long on tonight, but as God leads, and I'll follow, because everything that I do it with God at the head. God is the head. Hallelujah. And then I'm the tail. All right, now, rather than being only spectators, me and you may actively practice or participate in this glorious worship. And we know first the worship leader reminds us of the vastness of our Creator. And that's what I'm talking about. We're talking about Jesus. He is the permanent one. When we behold his greatness, and we can just look at all the things that God has done in the Word of God, all the way from beginning Genesis and ending in Revelation. 66 books. We can read about the greatness and the magnitude of God in his power. Hallelujah. And like I said, we can behold his greatness. we can become mighty vessels for praises unto God. We know that the human heart stands in awe before the wonderful witness of creation, and our souls sing, how great thou art. Hallelujah. We know that the second the psalmist instructs us about the intimacy of God, because he is personal and loving. We may call him our God. We know that God has extended himself toward us in such a way, hallelujah, that we can celebrate and share identities, because we are children of God. We are God's people, hallelujah, and the sheep of his pasture. And God is our God, hallelujah, in such a climate that the 10 fears of isolation and alienation is dissipate in the warm breeze of the Spirit of God. In all of the creations, and to his great God, I belong, and you belong, and we belong. But we limit our ability to worship God, and that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the primitive one. We must praise God when we don't feel like it, when it don't feel right. When it don't look so good, we got to praise God in the good times, in the bad times, in the indifference that we might encounter on this journey. We know that every day is not going to be a happy day. Every day is not going to be sunshine. We're going to have sunshine, then we're going to have a little rain. Hallelujah. We're going to have gladness, and then we're going to have some sadness as well. But we must continually to praise God in spite of all. We lost a loved one. Yes, we have. You know, we got people that's displaced and misplaced, and yet we have room to complain. But it could have been you and I that our doors, no food, no clothes. You know, we could have been just another number. But God stretched out his mighty hand. Hallelujah. And we must develop an uncalloused heart and to recognize his splendor and majestic and his majesty. We grieve the tenderness of God when we disregard his mighty acts, and that's what I'm talking about. We cannot disregard the good things that God has done in our lives. God has done mighty acts, and we fail to respond to his love. When this occurs, our relationship with God changes dramatically, for we risk his anger and the removal of his blessings. Don't you know that God can remove his blessings out of your life, and you'll just be stigma? And you want it to be looking like, you know, you can't get up, you can't get down, you can't do anything. It's just like you're stuck in the mud because we have failed to give God praises. God has put food on your table. God has given you a roof over your head. God has put money in your pocket, give you an automobile to get around in. You know, some of you have desired to have your first child. You weren't able to conceive. But God touched your wounds, and now you can say you have a doctor report that you're going soon to be a mother, soon to be a new father. You know, some of you desire to be married, and God has blessed you with a godly man. You know, some of you desire to move out of a duplex into a home, or move out of a home into a mansion. God has blessed you to do that. God has blessed you in so many areas, and you know the areas that God has blessed you in. But we know that we must praise. We must praise. We must not fail to praise God. In all things, give praise. Hallelujah. For all of his blessings. So therefore, because our creating and loving God deserves all of our worship and praise, let us praise and let us worship and bow down, Hallelujah. Let us kneel before the Lord. He is our maker. Hallelujah. He is our provider. He is everything and anything that we need him to be. We can never overstate the greatness of Christ as the preeminent person in history. We know that he is worthy of our love and our praise. Hallelujah. He is worthy. Thank you, Jesus. And my love for the persons of Christ, so intense that it threatens to consume me. And I know that it should burn in you as well and within us as children of God. And it should flow from our lips like molten gold. Hallelujah. And when we turn into the church of God, there is Jesus. He is the beginning. He is the middle and the end of everything to you and I. There is nothing good. There is nothing holy. There is nothing beautiful. There is nothing joyful which he is not to his servant. That's you and I. No one need to be downcast for Jesus. He is the joy of heaven. And it is his joy to enter into sorrowful hearts. That's you and I. We can exaggerate about many things, but we can never exaggerate about our obligation to Jesus or the compassionate abundance of love of Jesus to us. We know that all of our lives long we might talk of Jesus and yet should never come to an end of the sweet things that might be said of him. But we know, hallelujah, on today, as we went to different various churches and church services and masses and stuff, hallelujah, we know that we went to give praise to our Hosanna, to our King of Kings. We know that Jesus deserves our loving adoration. He is truly the preeminent one. And when we admit to Jesus' Lordship, we'll give him our worship. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to read our second key scripture, and we know time is coming on in. It says, sing to the Lord a new song and his praise in the assembly of saints. That scripture reading is coming out of the Law of Psalms 149 and 1. We know that music is one of those good things in our lives. We take for granted, yet, and it is so often the case, we know that sinful man has taken this good gift from God and used it to serve evil purposes in our day. We're especially aware of this misuse and of a shameful lyrics that so often are a part of it. We know that good music, however, is a blessing from the Lord. It is a soothing tonic for troubled hearts. It can motivate us to live for Christ. And though we can lift our hearts in praise to the Lord, without music we would be greatly deprived. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We know that there once was an individual that said that after God had created the world, he called the angels to himself and asked them what they thought of it. And one of them said, the only thing lacking is the sound of praise to the Creator. So God created music, and it was heard in the whisper of the wind and in the song of the birds. He also gave man the gift of song, and throughout all ages, music has blessed multitude of people. We know that singing God's praise honors the Lord. It edifies our brothers and sisters in Christ and bring us joy as we join with other Christians in singing. It should be with a renewed appreciation of music. So let us join voices with fellow believers and lift our hearts and hymns of praise whenever we have the privilege. Hallelujah. We know that a heart that's in tune with God will sing his praises. Hallelujah. We got one more key scripture reading for tonight. God is the King of all earth. Sing praises with understanding. That scripture reading is coming out of the Law of Psalm 47 and 7. And I wondered what God think about the way we sing in church. I'm not talking about the quality of our voices, but the honesty of our words. And if we're being truthful, we're following rewritten hymns, titles, might more accurately express what is our heart as we sing. Just as I am, is that just as I pretend to be? Oh, how I love Jesus, become, oh, how I like Jesus. I surrender all, it's actually, I surrender some. He's everything to me means he's quite a bit to me. Jesus said that we are to worship him in truth. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of John 4:24. We know that singing sincerely and with understanding is a serious challenge. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Psalms 47:7. So let us take up the challenge by seeking God. Help to make the original title of these hymns true for us. In repentance and without pretense. Let's turn to him just as we are. In his forgiving presence. Let's declare total love for Jesus by surrendering all to him. And as a result, Jesus truly will become everything to you and I. Then we will be able to sing honestly about Jesus Christ and our love for him. As we make melody in our hearts to the Lord, Ephesians 5:19, let's worship in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. You are the chosen of the Lord to sing his highest praise. And through the melody of song to show his wondrous ways. To sing God praises is to keep your heart in tune with him. In closing, I hope and I pray that I've said something to energize your spirit and impact your mind. As I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions you'd want the old shepherd Zion to go down and pray on your behalf, you're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old Triple Zion. Send your correspondents, make them attentive too. Overseer Janice Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California 95020. Till we come across these skyways and highways once again, you are encouraged to go in God and allow God to go in you. We will now change the dimension of this program. We will now bring you Hymns of Zion. May God bless you, and I hope that these hymns will bring you encouragement and enlighten your spirit. Till we meet again, you go in God and allow God to go in you. Bye for now.
Ever be, ever be, ever be, ever be, ever be.
King.
Come on.